Save big money at Menards, where there's no ceiling to savings. Update your space with new ceiling tiles. Menards carries stylish and durable ceiling tile options. Armstrong ceiling tiles offer a variety of styles that are easy to install. Get the Brighton 2x2 ceiling tile for only $379 each. Plus, get 15% off everything you can fit in the bag. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
This spring, follow what feels right. Like coasting the day away on white sand beaches, making new friends with playful dolphins, taking time for each other in a relaxing place. It just feels right to take a break in Fort Myers. Book a direct flight from your city to Southwest Florida International Airport. Plan your trip to the islands, beaches, and neighborhoods of Fort Myers at visitfortmyers.com.
The last word on business.
With Forvis Mazars. Professional services redefined. Delivering global insights and local expertise. Visit forvismazars.ie.
Now, you're right, welcome back. It is time for the last word on business. Ian Guider from the Business Post is here with me. Ian, how are you getting on?
Evening, Will.
Plenty to talk about. Nick Clegg, people remember his political career, but perhaps remember his time that he's had in Meta as well. He was very much the public face of all of this. But he's going to be replaced by a hardline Republican, we're hearing.
Yes, Nick Clegg is the global affairs chief for Meta, Mark Zuckerberg's human representative, is stepping down from his role as global policy head after about 6 years in the role. Very well paid for it, about $20 billion per year. It's a big job representing Meta at places like Europe, where, of course, they want to regulate social media platforms. But yeah, being replaced by a person called Joel Kaplan, who has been with Meta for a long time. But the significance is Joel Kaplan is a former deputy chief of staff at the White House under George W. Bush, somebody who's got deep connections with the Republican Party. And this is clearly being seen as Meta and Mark Zuckerberg continuing to play ball with the new Trump administration. Mark Zuckerberg, a few weeks ago, had dinner with Donald Trump at Mar-a-Lago. They have been getting on famously, even though, 4 years ago, Meta kicked Donald Trump off of Facebook after the January 6th incident. Well, he's back on it. Now they're having dinner together, Meta contributing $1 million to the Trump inauguration later on this month, along with all the other tech companies. And what you can clearly see here now is Silicon Valley. All of the would have been Democrat people back in the past would have been cozying up to the Democrats. Now they're cozying up to the Trump administration for obvious reasons, because what is the Trump agenda going to be? Well, ending regulation, probably allowing all of these tech companies to do what they want on their platforms, and possibly allowing something the Biden administration didn't do, which was to block big deals amongst all of these big tech companies, stopping them buying up smaller competitors and hoovering up the market. So you can see why somebody like a Joel Kaplan person will go down well with the White House.
I wonder as well whether Mark Zuckerberg was watching the way that Elon Musk has become quite a close confidant of Donald Trump. Not that I'm arguing that he wants to get as close as Elon Musk is, but very clearly Elon Musk has a lot of power through Twitter.
He's never away from Trump at this stage, whether Trump wants it or not.
He spent Christmas pretty much with Trump or around Christmas. Like, that's as close as you possibly get. From Zuckerberg's point of view, I guess if you're Meta, you're happy enough to back either side. I'm sure if Biden had got back in, he probably would have been causing up to the Democrats.
But it is something to see all of these companies. And let's be honest, he's not the only one, but he's being very visibly supporting them. You've also had Apple's Tim Cook, Jeff Bezos of Amazon sending him congratulatory letters to Donald Trump. But I think the big significance here as well is, what does this mean for here in Ireland, where, of course, we're the European headquarters of Meta? I think the Irish government have met Nick Clegg several times. He was coming out of the Merion Hotel once a couple of years ago when there was a big scrum around him. I think he would have been seen as somebody on Ireland's side in all of this. And let's be honest, there would have been in the past connections between Fine Gael and the Republican Party. That's not there anymore. Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael very close to the Democrats. And we don't have a connection in now with the Republicans or with the Trump people. And it will come down to a decision here. We regulate Facebook for data protection. We will now be regulating them for media through the Digital Services Act. And what happens when the likes of Mr. Kaplan comes over to Ireland and says, we don't like you fining our company huge amounts of money for data protection issues. We don't like you regulating our company for the social media laws. Are we going to be able to stand up to a person like this? Do we even speak the same language as the type of Republicans that are going to be in Washington now, whereas we would have had with Nick Clegg? So I think this is going to be a huge issue. And I think you'll see this with a lot of these other big companies now, seeing the way the wind is blowing and thinking they'll need to be in with the White House, and they'll be playing a lot more hardball in Europe. They'll be playing a lot more hardball where they have investments around the world.
Yeah, and Meta is still a big employer here in Ireland as well. Tesla, we were talking about electric vehicles a little bit yesterday. So the drop in the number of cars they've delivered and produced have fallen for the first time in quite a few years.
This is actually the first time since Tesla was set up a couple of decades ago that they have seen their output fall. Now, it's not by a huge amount. It's down by 1%. So they produced a grand total of 1.77 million electric vehicles, but it is being seen as a bit of a milestone because the share price of Tesla over, let's be honest, last year it shot up by 63%. It fell yesterday by about 7% on the back of this news. And the reason people are taking notice of it is because Elon Musk has been telling lots of shareholders for the last while, stick with us. We're going to see a big increase in production over the next couple of years because they have more cars available on the market, because they're making more of them in the likes of China and in Germany. They launched a Cybertruck, which has been in the news more recently, a couple of months ago, and he's got plans for this cyber taxi as well. Well, hang on a minute. You said production was going to go and deliveries would be going up. You're actually going into reverse gear here as well. I think what Elon Musk is doing is the trick of telling people, don't concentrate on Tesla being an electric vehicle maker. We do so much more. We've got battery technology. We've got autonomous driving. We make these humanoid robots they're going to be producing in the next while. Not going down too well with shareholders. As I said, share price in Tesla down by around 7%. And they are being very close to being overtaken as the world's biggest maker of electric vehicles by China's BYD. They had figures out yesterday as well. They produced 1.76 million electric vehicles, so 10,000 behind Tesla. They're much cheaper, and that Chinese company, they're launching them in every single market. You'll see the advertising here in Ireland, and they're in the big dealerships up in South Dublin. So there's a lot more competition coming from Tesla. So for shareholders out there, Elon Musk wants you to look at all the other stuff we're doing over there. Don't focus on our production going backwards.
Yeah, we'll see if the question mark comes over where he's spending too much time on X, formerly known as Twitter, if they continue to fall over the next while. But BYD, very interesting competitor for them there. They've exploded, I think, over the last couple of years. Ryanair passenger numbers, after all the kind of fear talk that we heard from Michael O'Leary and his complaining about the caps and so on, turns out Ryanair had a pretty good December in the end.
Yeah, it was. And I think it's probably down to the fact that they operate in so many different European countries. So their passenger number of passengers they carried in December, 13.6 million people, up 8% compared with December 2023. And if you look across the entirety of 2024, they carried 197.2 million people, a record for Ryanair, and again, up by 8%. That number probably would have been a lot higher, but for a couple of reasons. The biggest one of them is they can't get their hands on these new Boeing planes that allow them to carry about 20 more passengers on each single flight. We know Boeing's issues around safety, and there's been a whole delay to its production, and Ryanair being the biggest customer for Boeing, it can't get its hands on those new planes. So that delayed the amount of new planes it could get, and therefore the extra passengers. But also there was a bit of weakness in Ryanair's business in the, kind of towards the middle of last summer. And they were saying, well, bookings weren't as strong as whatever, so we had to cut prices. Didn't tempt as many people to fly. But still, 197 million people flying Ryanair. And when they come out with their financial results in a couple of months, I think we'll see them being extremely profitable. So Michael O'Leary probably will still complain about a lot of things.
Of course he will. Ian, enjoy your weekend. Thanks a million for popping in for the last word on business.
The last word
on Today FM.
Bag huge savings on your painting project in Menards. With over 100 years of paint experience, Dutch Boy is the perfect choice for your painting projects. Give your space the platinum treatment with Platinum Plus Interior Paint. It's a premium paint and primer in one with amazing stain resistance that gives your space a long-lasting finish. Check out Mapped Blue, Dutch Boy's color of the year. Plus, get 15% off everything you can fit in the bag. See store for complete details.
Save big money.